Welcome to the Red Widow and Desert Curmudgeon podcast. I am your host, the Desert Curmudgeon, a.k.a. Michael. That's right. I am the other host. do I have an episode for you? Yes, but not in the way that everyone's hoping for. We're still trying to work on like the finance and logistics of relocating me to the other side of the continent, which is, let's just say I've run into a few snags, which is, I'm not going to delve into it. It's nobody's business. But anyways, I do have an episode for you. No, it's not us together. I wish it was. That's also why I kind of used a different intro this time around. I figured everyone's getting tired of me sitting there going, oh yeah, you know, that the normal intro. I figured I'd change it up just a bit, you know, make some, you know, use something a little bit shorter and, you know, not as maybe not as annoying, you know, as funny as I think it is. I'm pretty sure most people are like, this is annoying. It's like, yeah, I know, but I don't care. So either way, so basically, I noticed everybody kind of liked the, you know, the thing we did last time. So I figured we, you know, we'd do more of it until we can actually like be in the same room. Cause that's the goal, is to literally record in the same room, as I stated before, instead of using a chat software or something along those lines, something where I can hook up like more than one microphone and actually, you know, be able to do the levels correctly and have us talk face to face, as well as, you know, like I said, you know, have a guest or two, or, you know, maybe do more than just, you know, the Red Widow and myself. We're not sure. We're trying to work out the idea, you know, that's where it's at. So basically, like I said, I got more of the Red Widow's madness that everybody seemed to enjoy the last time, as well as I've been enjoying when she does the saga of Jimmy One Tooth and his cave clan. I love when she does that. I like when I get them, I kind of like stockpile them until like I can build like, you know, one elongated story, so to speak. So let's just get to it. You know, I'll intro the, you know, certain segments that might need a bit of an explanation. So let's get right down to it.
You violated those rules. You have violated them.
Captain's log. I don't know. February something or other. I do know that it is Catterday, and the cats have been weird all day, and I don't know why. Boudica especially has been making these weird little pert noises at me, and little chirps, and I don't know what any of that means. I don't know if this is a prophecy of impending doom, or that she is just needs attention, or is the food bowl empty? I'm not sure.
A little sneak peek into what we're delving into. So this next little bit, song, whatever, I don't remember if it was in the first episode or not, but I'll just preference by saying that let's just say the Red Widow had some plumbing problems at her house, which left her quite frustrated. And then finally, when it was fixed, well, she came up with this little ditty.
I tell you, there's nothing quite like pooping in your own toilet. Pooping in your own toilet. Like to poop in my own toilet.
And Jesus told them when they asked, who exactly is my neighbor? And Jesus said, it be them motherfuckers that let you come shit in your toilet. And vice versa. You fucking go shit in their toilet. You just go fucking shit that toilet up. That's your fucking neighbor right there, son.
All right, wasn't that fun? Let me preference this next segment. I have a tendency to, well, for the lack of, well, I guess lack of worrying for my own health, I have a tendency to mess with the Red Widow by sending her movie trailers for rather odd movies. This one in particular is a, I forgot what year it was, but it's the, was it the Rainbow Thief with Christopher Lee and Peter O'Toole? But, like, I love sending her, like, you know, trailers for, like, really off-the-cuff type movies. Because as you heard in the last, you know, the last update episode, you know, it's fun to hear her either sing what she thinks or say what she thinks about as she's watching these trailers. Because she kind of gives me a bit of a blow-by-blow while she's watching it. And, like, some of the shit she says is funny as fuck.
Put rainbows coming at your ass. And somebody going to steal it. Stop stealing my turds. Oh, I guess Christopher Lee's grandchildren must have needed, like, cocaine money. Motherfucker got a mammoth bone on his plate. It's just a fucking mammoth bone. There he is in his fine china and, like, dining shit. And he's got a fucking mammoth bone on his plate. I mean, that's what you call, like, you know, getting back to the old school. Let's go fucking gnaw on a fucking mammoth bone. Can you imagine how strong your teeth would have to be to, like, chew through a fucking mammoth bone? Send in the prostitutes! You know, there's very little in this world that can't be fixed by brightly colored prostitutes. We've got the Rainbow Brigade, dwarf with a stick. Other assorted and sundry weirdos, and someone, you know, like, stealing fucking rainbows and shit. Like, okay, so, you know, rainbows seem to be a theme here. I mean, you know, you could have called it, like, turd stealer. That probably would have been more entertaining. All right, so, like, we get points for Christopher Lee, because Christopher Lee, you know, like, just it by proximity alone will make pretty much anything better. And then we got, like, a dwarf with a stick, which, you know, a dwarf anywhere, in any way, shape, or form in a movie is always a plus in my book. But then, you know, we gotta, like, take away points for general incoherence of, the trailer. And, like, it's talked about friendship, and it's just like, who's the friends? Like, I see the dude, and then I, like, I see another dude, and I mean, neither twain shall meet or some shit. I don't know. Like, is it the friendship between fucking Christopher Lee and his mammoth bone? Is it the friendship between, like, you know, the dogs and Christopher Lee? Is it the friendship between all the rainbow prostitutes? I mean, I have questions. The Rainbow Thief coming to steal your turds. We've got a dog in a fursuit. And Peter O'Toole in a sun hat. And also some rainbow-covered titties. This is not dwarf weather. Oh, egads, the wind is blowing. Don't lose your dwarf. This is not dwarf weather. Don't be irresponsible, okay? Don't leave your dwarf outside if there's, like, a hurricane coming. Because that's, you know, that's just recipe for disaster. I mean, you know, it's like, dude, dwarves just don't grow on trees, man. Come on. So, you know, the next thing you know, you poor dwarfs in Kansas, somebody's got to fucking mail him back. You know, they got to, like, poke holes in one of them damn crates and everything. You know, put some, like, lollipops in there for him to eat. I mean, it's a lot of trouble. You know, just fucking keep your dwarves up.
Okay, this next bit of madness starts with, I think in a previous episode, if you're new to the podcast, you might have to go listen to one of the older episodes where we talk about food, and the Red Widow discusses about cornbread, and I love when she just, like, comments on, like, you know, how cornbread should actually be made and not be made. And sometimes I like to mess with her by taking a picture of a box of, like, Jiffy cornbread. Yeah, the box and the mix, yeah. Loads of fun.
Yeah, cornbread does not need to be sweet. It's, in fact, it should be against the law for cornbread to be sweet. This is just, it's a whole ass, like, Yankee abomination or something. I don't even know. It's right up there with that, like, sweet macaronis and cheese, because that's some gross shit.
All right. So I'm going to let the rest of this madness continue on, and then I'll intro the next segment of the saga of Jimmy One Tooth and his cave clan.
Oh, motherfucking nuts!
I have not seen your file, but since you're asking me, bitch, I got that butthole.
I'm having a vibe. It's called Fuck You, All I'm Stoner Rock. Whatever am I sucking?
Midget.
Okay, so I lied. This next segment I'm going to have to explain. If you do not know, the Red Widow was not too impressed with the show for the series for Willow, because she is an uber fan of the original movie as well as the three books that they released and is out of print from years ago that she is fanatical about. And as for the show itself on Disney Plus, she wasn't too impressed, but her reaction is just funny.
It's like halfway through filming the fucking season, someone was like, hey, guys, so, like, call me crazy, but I watched the trailer for the movie that's supposed to be the basis of this shit we're making, and realized that the baby had red hair. Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah, we did the typical cliche, you know, the heroine has to be blonde and thin. Yeah, let's just start making her hair, like, fucking turn red. That'll be all right, right? Yeah, that'll work. Let's do that. Yeah, we gotta get another, like, shirtless shot of beardy hot guy. Like, yeah, make sure you get the camera on his ass. Yeah, we gotta, like, get a nice crotch shot of him. Yeah, we need, like, we need another one of those, but we've already had 15 of those. Yeah. We need, like, more, like, just make it slow motion. We gotta drag this shit out. Make him as, like, hot and just beefcakey as possible. And what... Somebody get that short guy out of the shot. What the fuck is the short man doing in this fucking shot? Sir, that's Willow. That's who the movie and this fucking show is named after. You remember? Remember him? Yeah, let's, like, have another shot of, like, that short-haired skinny guy, like, being an asshole to Freckles. You mean Kit? Yeah, make him be an asshole again. Actually, she's a girl. Kit's a girl. Yeah, well, she's a fucking asshole. Let's never be an asshole, like, whiny asshole again. Okay, you do realize that, like, Kit's a girl, right? And this is kind of making it be a whole lesbian thing. Oh. Yeah, whatever. Let's get another shot of him, her, whoever, being a fucking asshole. And bring the beefcake back. You mean, like, the ugly bearded guy? Yeah, man, he's fucking hot. We gotta, like, show him again. Dude, he's not even hot. Shut up. He is fucking hot. Okay, so, like, what if our romantic blonde heroine, trademark, runs into the woods and there's, like, some lumberjacks, but they're chicks? Sir, that doesn't even make any sense. Yeah, see, we gotta do some of all this, like, Duluth Trading Company bullshit and, like, you know, like, I mean, we've got all this inventory. We gotta fucking use it. So let's make them, like, you know, lumber lesbians. Maybe like lumber jails. Nope, they're lumber lesbians. That's what they are. So fuck you. Roll it.
All right, I'm just going to shut up from here on out because I knew I needed to explain at least that last part. So from here on out, no explanations. I'll intro the saga of Jimmy One Tooth and his cave clan and we'll have some fun.
So it got 50 degrees today. Like, woohoo, heat wave. And it's back down to, I don't know, freaking 35. And I'm like, damn it. The weather is schizophrenic. It's making me schizophrenic. I don't know. I'm just fucking mad. And I can't tell you why. Not a clue. Not a fucking clue. I just know that I hate everything and everything sucks. And I'm pissed and I'm tired and I want to kill things, and I would love to destroy something. I swear to God, I would just love to set fire to something beautiful and made people cry. No idea why. Hey, man, there's nothing like Taco Tuesdays at the jail. We actually do have Taco Tuesdays. Well, the inmates do. I don't know. I'm halfway afraid to touch the tacos because all that shit's made by the inmate trustees who get to work for like 2 cents a day. So I really don't know how good those tacos are. But I tell you what, the inmates go fucking hog wild and pig crazy. I want to get Cool Ranch Doritos and Rock Out. Fuck! Damn it! Damn it, man! Why can't this happen here? I made the mistake of cracking open a can of tuna because I was going to make myself some tuna salad. Let's just say, it's been like World War III trying to eat my tuna salad while the cats are trying to get to it. So, I don't know. You would have thought that I had like, you know, I was having like a Tyrone Bigum's $64,000 crack party because these cats was fucking wigging. You can't stop him, meow. Can't stop him now. Cause I was having a good time. Having a good time. Kentucky Fried Chicken! Buck, buck, motherfucker! Buck, 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 buck! Buck, buck, bitches! Eat me! Eat me, I'm a chicken!
Alright, folks, here it is. The continuing saga of Jimmy One Tooth and his cave clan.
Alright, guys, this is a, not really an emergency meeting, but, you know, I just wanted to, touch base, Torin, what the fuck is that? That, you brought a wolf to our fucking meeting? You do realize that wolves eat people's faces, right? So what the fuck are you doing with a damn wolf? It's your pet. What the fuck is a pet? What the fuck is this? Dude, it's chewing on a leg bone. It's like probably chewing on like, you know, your mother-in-law's fucking leg for all we know. And it's like, is it bad enough that you have to bring one of those damn fruit eaters home? And you have to fucking bring a wolf too? Like, what the fuck are we going to do with a wolf? Well, the reason that I called the meeting was because Bung Bung was good enough to supply everybody with baskets. Baskets are cool. Like, see, baskets are fun. You can put stuff in them, and you can carry stuff, and, you know, we can, like, you know, store things and everything. So, you know, when there's not a lot of food available, like, you know, we will have some stored. So, you know, this is really good. And why is that wolf eating my fucking ribs? Why? Fucking put that damn thing out of here. God damn it. All right. And then the last piece of business. As your chieftain, I just wanted to let everyone know that I am still available. No one has taken me up on the offer. To be the chieftain's wife. I would like to reiterate that it, you know, it's a pretty cushy deal. You get the best place beside the fire. You get like the, you know, the best choice of meat. And the wolf is fucking back. Torin, the wolf is fucking back. He's chewing on one of the baskets. Oh my God. All right, so today's meeting, it seems that Jimmy One Tooth has invented something cool. Jimmy, can you tell us what it is? I call it a leash. So you put it around the animal's neck like this, and ow! Torin, he bit me. Torin, put this damn leash on this damn thing. All right, so this is what happens. You put the leash on the wolf, and then when he goes to, like, you know, eat one of your baskets or something, you like, you know, just jerk his ass back. So, you know, like, I'm also trying to formulate this thing I'm going to call a muzzle so that, you know, we don't have, like, kids missing arms and fingers and whatnot. That's where I'm at right now. Okay, well, it turns out that having a wolf wasn't such a bad idea. Because it seems that the wolf has, he killed one of the horse eaters that was had come to steal some of our shit, and
He's still eating on one of them's leg at the moment. If anybody is wondering, no, that's not one of ours. That's one of the horse hunters. We don't have to worry about those fuckers anymore. So, you know, good job, Wolf. Good job. Can I pet him? Oh, fucking, he bit me. Oh, damn it.
Okay, guys. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I had to call an emergency meeting. So it seems that a certain person, like, you know, basically Theodore, has gotten us all sick. And I say it's demons, but Jimmy One Tooth has other ideas on this. Jimmy? Yeah, guys, so everybody in the cave is sick, and I have been noticing some things. Seems like that when you don't eat and drink after people who are sick and, like, you know, wash your hands, like, regularly, you don't get sick as often. So, that might be a thing. All right, who has their hand up? Marissa?
Yeah, I say it's demons. And I tell you, man, like, Theodore was, like, muttering under his breath. And I think he was putting a spell on us. And he made us all sick.
Well, Marissa, listen. Why would he make himself sick? Like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe it was like, I don't know, maybe it was like a backlash or something. I mean, who the hell knows how demons work?
Okay, so basically, as a resident smart guy, I want us all to participate in an experiment. We're all, as a cave, going to do this, okay? And we'll see if it's actually demons or if it's just, you know, some other way that this shit is getting spread around, all right? So, what we're going to do is, like, this half of the cave is going to continue, you know, carrying on as normal. Y'all little nasty motherfucks, just do whatever. Now, this half of the cave, we are going to try to stay out of each other's faces. Don't sneeze and cough on one another. We're going to, like, wash everything, you know, like, and wash our hands. And we're not going to pass around, you know, the communal, like, mammoth bone to no one, okay? Look, I know we all like the marrow that's out of it, but, you know, this is going to have to stop for the duration of the experiment. Now, the chieftain has given me his blessing. And I think it's because he's probably the most miserable of us.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I feel really shitty. So, like, if this actually works, I will be, like, super happy.
So, anyways, after about, like, a week, we're going to, like, see who's still sick. So, my hypothesis is that if we, like, keep everything cleaner and stay off each other's faces, then maybe we won't be as sick for as long. So, now I still haven't figured out how, you know, other than, like, using my fingers and toes, like, how to keep, you know, up with, like, the days and stuff. What, Marissa? So look, I got these sticks, and, I'll mark the days on the sticks, and, so, like, each stick is, you know, like, basically, like, one cycle. Like, what do you mean, cycle? You know, these are my blood sticks. Say what? You know, like, when it's that time of the month, you know, like, when all the women get cranky. So, I, like, mark an extra little mark on the end of this to show that, like, you know, that, that the time is over and it's like time for a new blood moon. So, see, I got like 13 of these. It makes a whole year. Somehow I am both disgusted and in awe, Marissa. So, so basically I could just get a stick and cut like a mark on it. And like each mark would be like a day. Yeah. So if I put like 7 marks on there, it'd be a week. Holy shit, that's amazing. So when I carve 7 of these in a stick, we'll meet back here. All right, whose hand is up? Albert, yes, what do you want? So, like, what do we win? Like, you say it's like a game? So, like, what do we win if, you know, like, this side does the experiment, like,
it actually pans out. So, like, then what? Well, Albert, you get the joy of not being dead. And also not, you know, staying sick longer. I mean, is that not like a, you know, a good enough, like, reward? Like, a good enough incentive? Oh, fine. We'll put up a prize. What do we got? Here we go. Some Bone Bones baskets. Like, here you go. You get, like, a fucking fruit basket, all right? So, everybody fucking do your shit. And I told you not to cough on each other. God damn it.
Okay, guys, so, yeah, I realize that I've called an emergency meeting, but, all right, so I've been putting my head together with Jimmy One Tooth, and we have come up with a possible plan to scale the Red Cliff. So, yes, Marissa, why is it again that you're scaling the Red Cliff? Because it's there. It's taunting us. It is trying to overcome us, and we must overcome it because our spirits are stronger than the spirits of the Red Cliff. Okay, Jimmy, to you. Yeah, so I've been thinking about this, like, a really long time, and after watching Bung Bung and her people's little predilection for making baskets, I decided to get a bunch of these vines and, like, weave them together. So I've invented this thing called rope. See, all right, so I'm going to pass it around. Everybody have a look at it. You know, and Bung Bung can also check the knots to make sure that I did it right and everything, because, yeah, we going to do this. Yes. So why is it that we're climbing the Red Cliff again? Because it looks like it would be really cool. That's why. What do you think, guys? Yeah! We're gonna kick that Red Cliff's ass! Okay, so to continue, as your resident smart guy, I have, run the data on the tally sticks, and, I have come to the conclusion that this would enhance morale, that it would also put us in higher standing in the other tribe's eyes. I know the buffalo hunters would be, like, so totally, you know, like, so totally, like, jealous of us. And, no offense, Bung Bung, but those fucking fruit eaters will see how badass we are when we yell at them from the top of the fucking Red Cliff. And it's going to fucking happen. It's about to happen. Men, we have made it! We have made it to the top of the Red Cliffs! Yes! Woo! Look at us! Man, we are on top of the world! Wow! Look how high up we are! Look, everybody! Hey, look, the buffalo hunters! They're there! Look how defeated they look! Oh, just, I love it! I love it! So, hey, guys, how are we doing? Are we feeling pretty good? Sir, I think we lost Travis. What? Okay, let's see. 1, 2. Uh-oh. Travis? Travis? Sir, it seems that we have lost Travis. Yeah. Totally worth it! Woo! Yeah! God, that was fun! These ropes worked out so great! Well, you know, except for Travis. But hey, the rest of us made it, and this was fucking fun! This is the most fun I've had in years! What do you think? Jimmy One Tooth? Oh, yeah, man. This was fucking fun. This was more fun than, like, you know, figuring out how to make butter. Yeah!
And that's the show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll try to bring more of the madness of the Red Widow, as well as any story she decides to tell of the saga of Jimmy One Tooth and his cave clan as I stockpile them. But yep, I love when she tells them, and I try to stockpile them so I can come here and bring them to you. So until next episode, everybody take care, be well.